You are listening to Round Table. A guy encouraged his girlfriend to quit her job after she swore, after he swore on his heart that he would financially support her. Later, the two quarreled so much as the guy earns 5,000 yuan monthly, but that could not sustain the consumption needs of both couple, and the woman laments that promises made in a relationship means nothing. So this happened in Chongqing City in southwest China. So is there someone to be blamed in this situation?
So let's say the man should be blamed first. Well, there's something wrong with this man. You know, the man's monthly salary is only about 5,000 yuan, which is certainly not enough for two people's life if they want to, if they don't want to lower their living standards. But the man is simply saying, oh, I'm going to provide all these old lives for you. Apparently he can't. So he's making a promise that he cannot deliver. So that's the first problem here. And I do have an excuse for him, but it's not exactly an excuse. That is, he doesn't really have an idea how much his significant other make, because the girl's spending her own salary on cosmetics, maybe bags and shoes, and the man just has no idea. So he thinks it's so easy to provide her with the same life. And now we know, no, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, It's a relationship. I mean, if you don't have trust, if you can't believe in somebody's promises, then I think your relationship's going to have far more problems, as you know, in general. You know, when I first started thinking about this, I took it at arm's length. You know, I'm like, oh, she shouldn't have done that, or blah, blah, blah. If someone tells you to jump off a cliff, you know, are you going to do it? You know, it was always something I heard in school. If I did something somebody else told me, or I was gullible and believed somebody, you know. But in this case, you know, maybe someone would say, hey, if someone you loved, right, that you're married to, told you to jump off a cliff, maybe you would, and you wouldn't regret it. Maybe they know something you don't. And that's maybe the logic that relationships can give you, you know, that makes you feel, hey, I trust this person, right? Even if I jump off this cliff, I know they know something and I'm going to be okay. So I don't think necessarily we can blame the lady, though she spends way lavishly. It sounds like she's spending 2,000 yuan on cosmetics, you know, these things.
That's not a lot.
Oh, boy. You know what? That sounds like a lot to me for something that I think is very superficial, right? Maybe that's just me. So, you know, she should decrease her spending. For the guy, I don't necessarily say it is his fault. It is his fault, but I think maybe we could say there should be some understanding. You know, I think there's a lot of pressure on guys to be able to, maybe if their girlfriend's upset with work, or maybe if they're thinking about having kids, to maybe want to say this, to be able to feel like, hey, you can do what you want. If you want to stay home, stay home. You know, maybe we can plan on having a family, this kind of thing, and I'll foot the bill. I'll take care of it. Maybe he didn't know what he was getting into. Maybe he wasn't thinking about all the budgeting that he should have been doing, like we talked about yesterday, these kind of things. So I think it's just a mishap. Hopefully they can work it out.
I don't think you should ever like trust a promise in relationships the way Ryan talked about, because we all know something that's called a New Year resolution. If you can't even trust your own promise, why are you trusting anybody else's promise when the promise is, I will bring you this bright life, I will buy you a huge house? I don't think those kind of promises are actual promises. If he said, I will love you and I will support all your ideas, your dreams, I can trust those. But when it comes to this really, like, you can quit your job, I'll provide you with the same kind of life, it's not that he didn't mean it. It's just he can't actually deliver. So I would not put my burden to anybody, not even my significant other.
I think sometimes actually you trust others more than you trust yourselves. You're willing to give like your well-being to somebody else, saying, I don't know how to take care of myself. I'm going crazy, or I have these problems. And you trust somebody else to be able to take care of them for you. And so in those situations, I'd say you're wrong. That trust in yourself is often maybe the problem for a lot of people in relationships and outside of relationships. But I think many times, I think the way it should be is if you get married, if you or you're in a relationship heading towards that direction, trust has to be fundamental, a promise that's made. Everybody has to believe it's going to be fulfilled. I think maybe he thought he was capable of this and just wasn't.
Well, why didn't the girl ask, like, okay, well, since you guys are so close to each other that actually, you know, you're willing to put your finances together pretty much,
yeah.
And why didn't you ask at least, you know, how much are we budgeting against, yeah, pretty
and,
much?
And dude, why don't you just get another job? You know, it's not the end of the world. Okay, so you quit your job. Now find another job if you need it, right?
Well, yeah, but she's in between jobs, and maybe if the guy didn't encourage her, she wouldn't have quit the job.
Whatever.
But anyhow, so that is, yeah, this couple, you know, got so much mm-hmm. attention from us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, I have another question for you guys, or mm-hmm. or maybe more of just talking about a phenomenon and see if you guys mm-hmm. agree mm-hmm. with. That is, maybe men and women in a relationship view the word promise very differently. Because promise, it could also just be, well, practically speaking, it's just people talking.
Mm.
And sometimes women, when they say, I am going to do something mm-hmm. for you, we mean it and we've thought through it maybe with greater attention.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe for the guy, when he's saying certain things, that is more like, well, that's a thought. And I'm not promising you per se, but the other party might be interpreting it as something that is a promise.
I think promises are not something gender specific.
That is a good point.
I think it happens maybe to everybody, because when I say I'm going to play this video game with you, I don't meant for the rest of my life. So yeah, it happens to girls as well.
Yes, and certainly these things it's erroneous.
Keep your promises, folks, and before you make a promise, think them through.
Yes, and don't differentiate it by gender alone. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.